Good morning, George Watkins here on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Every day you wake up, it's a good day to praise the Lord, a good day to do the will of God, and to get a dream and a revelation that you've not received before. What an exciting life to plug in by faith and by obedience into the life of Christ. By faith, receive those things that you get no other way but by faith in Him. Amen. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about force. The force multiplier sounds odomous. Sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, I want to talk about the power of the group, the power of unity, the power of agreement, and the power of putting yourself together with one other person of faith. Now, the term force multiplier is a military phrase or a military statement, and it's the factor that gives military assets the ability to accomplish greater feats than without it. Think about it. If you're new to our journey and you are enjoying what God's doing or saying, subscribe. Big help. Thank you for that. And on Facebook, you can like me and put your name and friend me. That's it. I can't think in two channels at once. I have a one-track mind. And today it's on this power of multiplication. The power of multiplication. You know, Jesus, in his earth walk, where he was really demonstrating God to the world, he was and still is the representation of heaven on earth. And because of that, you and I are literally a representation of God on earth. That's what the term in the name of Jesus means. It's not a tagline or a rubber stamp or a postage stamp. It is the ability that you and I have been given to act and walk and speak in his place. Now think about it for a moment. This is not a side issue, but it is. I'm going toward my main thought today, which is the power of unity and agreement, and that spiritual substance that comes to us called the might of God and the power of heaven. When we plug in or hook up or agree with God, things change. It's an interesting survey, and I'm not an expert at it. I've read some and dug a little bit around into the history of men and women that have lived and died for Christ versus those that have lived and died for their own ambitions on one side, or the enemy's ambitions for them without God. And the end of their life is so different, the different confessions. If you've talked to doctors who have been with people that have checked out into eternity, such a difference in those who go out with faith in their heart or those who go out with regrets in their spirit. Now, force multiplication, force multiplier. It's a military term that has taken its substance from a biblical truth. Scripture says, if two shall agree as touching anything. Now, here's the principle in the force multiplier. If the addition of a GPS instrument given to a group of military people, if that would give them five times the ability that they have, instead of adding, you know, five times more people, it would give them the power of that with just that same group. That's called a multiplication by five in the military. Look at this one in the Bible. If one chases 1,000, two can chase 10,000. That's a pretty good force multiplier, isn't it? How about this one? If two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for them. Whoa. That's a big one. If two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done by them. Force multiplier, force multiplication. The armies picked it up. They put a name on it. But long before they did, God wrote the rules in the book, the Bible, and has given them to those who are spiritually sensitive and keen. And you know that when you agree and put your faith together, things happen that can't happen any other way. For instance, some of the stories of the men and women that are in history have been intercessors and prayer warriors. How about Father Nash? Father Nash was the intercessor, the prayer warrior that worked with Charles Finney. Now, Charles Finney was a lawyer who got saved, and he changed the entire East Coast through his revivals. He would go into a place and just have revival until it was done, and then he would move on to someplace else. And it took him a year to get home one time to his new bride, because he would leave one revival and he'd get on his horse or whatever he was walking, maybe. And they'd hear about him coming through town. Oh, you got to stay a day or two. And he'd have another revival. And he'd take off again, trying to get home to his young family. Oh, you got to stay. And he'd have another revival. He changed the course. But Father Nash would go in ahead of time to his planned revivals, you know, as he got a little bigger. I think they actually planned them. And he would go and spend 2 or 3 weeks praying over that. He'd rent a little room and he'd lay on the floor, cry out to God, give us revival. Now that's the power of force, the force multiplier. If you add one thing, intercessory prayer, to a group of people, you can have the impact of a company, a great crowd of people. If two agree and can do anything, what happens when you add the unity of a group of people that have one mind, one purpose, and one heart? Something takes place. We call it synergism, don't we? They say if one horse could pull 1,000 pounds, two horses could pull 5,000 pounds. That was synergism. So we unify, put ourselves together, and we agree together as touching or as focusing on something that we need and we believe God is involved in and wants to do. Now, we're not manipulating God. I have to be careful that we think we get in that mode. But the will of God is really plain once you understand his heart and understand the scriptures. A general statement. Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. Out of 3 John. Okay. That's a pretty open statement. I mean, that's a big order, isn't it? So anything in that realm, I mean, just in that statement, you can hit by faith and have confidence that you can agree together and see prosperity. Prosperity is success. It's not just money. That's part of it. You know, you can be prosperous in your money, but you need to be prosperous in your relationships, in your prayer life, in your searching the word, as Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. So all those things would be considered in the area of prosper in your health. My wife met me at the hallway as I was coming alive today. And she already had her little baseball hat on and her tennis shoes. And she says, "Let's go for a walk." And I thought, I want to go to the kitchen table and get my hot cup of tea. But she said, "It's for your health, Dad." So I did. I slapped myself awake and we went for a walk. Now, that's part of prosperity, is keeping this temple connected to this earth long enough to fulfill the will of God. If you're sick in your body, you have every scriptural right, heaven's right, to pray and ask God for long life and to satisfy you. I used to have a term, I suppose I still do if I bring it up, that he would satisfy you with long life. Well, I said, okay, everything from bubblegum to denture cream. Everything in that realm. When I'm a kid, I'm chewing bubblegum. If I'm old enough, I'm probably using denture cream. That's the range of his desire to satisfy your life until you are satisfied. Don't go home dissatisfied. I'm saying don't go home. Don't check out of here just because it's a bad day. Take a hold of the force magnifier. Take a hold of someone's hand and agree with them and become the force magnifier, the synergism, the two agreeing, speaking the name of God together, agreeing together for a breakthrough in your church, your finances, in your relationship, in your health. Become the force magnifier for your world. Oh, my goodness. It's early and I'm already stirring you up and shouting at you. But I'm determined in my small way to inspire the body of Christ to rise up and be who God called them to be. Not whiners and complainers like the children of Israel that wanted to escape Egypt. And when they got out into the tough land of the wilderness, the first thing they wanted to do was kill Moses and go home. Come on, let's not do that. Let's be those like Joshua and Caleb that want to take the mountain, want to go in. We can do it. We can do it. Amen. I don't know what you're facing today on this Tuesday. All of us have challenges. That's what makes steel in our spirits. That's where we get our faith from. You don't have victory unless you have contest. Go out on the football field and shake hands and flip a coin to see who won, then go back. That's no game. No one's going to come see that kind of game. You're not going to get paid for that. You've got to have a contest. So it is in the life of faith. There's contest. Jesus said you're going to have struggle and tough times, yeah. But he said, you're more than conquerors through Christ, through my name, and through the power of heaven, and through the power of unity, and through forced magnification, multiplication rather, force multiplier. Now, I wasn't in the military. I joined the God's army when I was 17, got my 18, I guess, officially, when we went down to the place they signed up for the Army and got my 4D, I believe it was. I think 4F is something different than 4D. I was already a preacher at 17, so I had my preacher's license. I went preaching, and I got into the Army of God, and I got shot at. I got into battles, I got chased, and I won victories, and I learned how to fight, and I learned the warfare, and I learned the instruments, and how to be in the collective army, and how to work together with a team, all those things in God's army, I learned along the way. So I learned what it was to have forced a force multiplier in my life. Jesus is your force multiplier. Jesus is your synergism. Jesus is the one we can agree with. I love the illustration when Abraham was put to sleep and he saw the vision, dream or vision of the image of the white hair and the, you know, the eyes burning. That was Jesus, but walking through the sacrifice. Now, you know why God made it. That was God making a sacrifice, making a covenant with himself. And the reason he did is because he's not going to break a covenant with himself. Man makes a covenant, man can break it. But when God makes it with himself and gives us the results of it, Abraham woke up from that dream or that sleep. He had a covenant that God made with him, but God was the guarantor on both sides. So when Jesus came and became the sacrificed lamb, he made a covenant with God the Father for us. It wasn't us that sacrificed. We died with him. We rose with him, but he was the motivating factor. He was the force multiplier. He was the synergism. He made it happen. So therefore, you and I can stand by faith and know the covenant will never be broken. No matter how many humans fail, God never fails. Amen. What a Tuesday. What a great Tuesday this is to be alive. I release you unto your victory today in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that something? I love you guys and gals. Thank you for your response, your good comments, and your sharing and all the things you do to help this program and this channel be promoted. If the Lord's prompting you to send a gift, we receive it and pray back to you a multiplication back into your storehouse so you can be prosperous in that way. Thank you for that. Until tomorrow, which is Wednesday, middle of the week already, you and I are going to enjoy a successful week. And until tomorrow, be the person God made you in real time, and you watch miracles happen.